Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo. It's Thursday, the 31st day of October, 2 p.m. approximately. Heading back home. By this time, I'm not going through my normal park. I'm cutting through the old cemetery. You may hear over to the right, which is east of where I'm walking, is sounds coming from the primary school, St Mary's Primary School, the Catholic primary school I went to as a kid. The wee St Mary's, as it's known, and it's a kid's playtime, obviously. One of the things that happens to me when I come through the cemetery here in particular, because of its proximity to the school, just over the 9-foot stone built wall and the big headstones of those, the wealthy of that time, who could afford really big stones. So just over that wall is the primary school, and it takes me back every time I hear the kids playing all the good years I had there. But that's not the reason I'm here. The reason I'm coming back through the cemetery, the old cemetery, is a number of days ago I recorded an audio book where I came across, by way of my old mum, an auntie I never knew about, and family I never knew about. And I visited here, found this headstone, and I related that story. But what came to my mind when I got home was I thought of compiling my lost family, you know, the ones that have died, which cemetery they're in and what plot number they're under, etc., and take photographs of the headstones if there are ones there. So the reason I'm back in here today is simply to, well, maybe not so simply, simply to take a note of the plot number, and also to revisit and just say a wee prayer at the headstone. So I don't know how I'm going to work this. I don't know how I'll compile it, in other words. But that's the idea. So I have and I can take that with me. It can be on my mobile devices, telling me, you know, where everyone is, or just for the record, really, of my family. And maybe when my time comes, maybe one of my children will document me on that particular database, if that's the right name for categorising your dead family, relatives. So, see how easy it is to find now once you know where something is. So I'm back here to the tree with the headstone in front of me. This time, not so emotional as the last time, but now I have another problem. Is there should be a number on... Oh yes, I've got it. Because it's black granite, polished for the lettering, but it's been initialled on the unpolished side, and I've got it. But it looks as if it's upside down. It looks upside down. It looks like 2T-261, but the 2 looks like a backward 5, if you know what I'm talking about, kind of thing. So I'm wondering if it's actually 192T or something. I'll have to check another stone. So I'll just pause while I check the other stones. Well, that took an incredible 4 or 5 minutes to find a relative headstone in the immediate area. So old are these other stones. I just couldn't find a number. I could find the stonemason's name. A particular lot of here are Roberts, because I know the family who stay in the gatehouse here. And Mr. Roberts was a stonemason, had been for years. His son Drew, who I grew up with, not close friends, but we played football and things like that. And Drew runs a business with his son just at the end of the drive into here. So Roberts is a common name for this stone. But I couldn't find a number anywhere else. So I'm going with the T192, because a stone back to back and just a little bit along is T 196. So I'm guessing I'm right enough with the two. 192. Carved upside down. So anyway, apologies for that wee bit of ramble in there. So again, and I've got photographs of this one, and I don't know how I'm going to work it. If anybody's got any ideas how I could catalogue, or I mean, I have so many, not just family, aunties and uncles and cousins, but also very, very close friends, and I'd like to do that. I guess it's an age thing, isn't it? Okay, why would you want? I mean, it goes back to, I remember when I was younger, a good bit younger, and I remember my mum reading out the West Lothian Courier is the paper that's in this area. It comes out on a Thursday, Friday, and that's the paper. If you want all the local news, you get the West Lothian Courier. I remember my mum sitting down at the weekends when she got it, and she would relate to my dad the obituaries. You know, oh, look who's died here. Oh, old Tom. Oh, my goodness, when did he die? When's his funeral? And obviously, I remember sitting thinking, that's sad to sit and read obituaries. And even at the age of 63, rapidly approaching 64 in January, I've still never sat down to read obituaries, but maybe it'll come in my dotage. So, I don't know if this cataloguing headstones, graveyards and plot numbers is an age thing, but I want to do it, and I'd like to do it properly. So if anyone's got any ideas how I could do that, I guess it's not going to be a complex affair, but if someone's got a little app or program that would look nice, you know, it'd be nice to look at and easy to work with. And as I go along, I can just open the app up and enter the details. Maybe even the GPS coordinates. I think that would be great, actually. You know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it exactly, apart from have the comfort and knowledge and the contentment that I actually compile something like that. It's going to mean a bit of travelling for me, because I have relatives in Edinburgh and cemeteries in Edinburgh, and I've no doubt got some of my direct relatives, cousins, who have moved away and have died. I know I had ones that went to Blackpool, and one of my dad's side was a chef in Blackpool, and I think he's buried down there because I can't remember if he married or not. But anyway, what I'm guessing is it's not going to be an easy thing to do. I know that. For the locality, in other words, for around the immediate area of the central belt, I can virtually drop in and visit many of them. And then I can do a wee bit of research and talk to my relatives. Oh, actually, my cousin Stephen, I've spoken about Stephen before. Stephen seems to have a great knowledge of my direct relatives, not necessarily his direct relatives, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, that's the plans. So anyone got any ideas? I would appreciate anything you've got to say on the matter, even if it's the word sad. But it's not sad to me, really. It's sad, maybe, that it's taking me to this time to appreciate my dead relatives and friends. I mean, fully appreciate the fact that they're no longer with me. Okay, so I'm going to go now. And thank you once again for taking the time to listen through. Bye then now.